put an X on everything except your attention and your focus for the next couple of hours as we talk about your health and well-being on the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with the medical news of the week, the information that you need that will apply to you and maybe others that you know. We'll get right to it. The listeria in cantaloupes, listeria in general. What is listeria? Is it something to worry about? There are a lot of recalls, Ken, this week having to do with my own spin on it is the mismanagement of the
no
big
spins.
Corporation. All right, so no spin. The fact is, you present us with the facts, and I'll say, yeah, you know, that's right. All right, but yeah, this is what, you want to be the no spin medical zone, is that it?
I just want to be
Dr.
just
Ken,
the facts, ma'am and sir.
Dr. Ken O. Kronhaus in the no-spin zone. Here he is.
Well, Doug, the big story this week is about listeria, and it really is a big story. The CDC has said 72 people have been sickened, and 16 have died as a result of eating cantaloupes tainted with listeria bacteria. This makes this the deadliest outbreak of foodborne illness in the U.S. in more than a decade. The melons involved in this current outbreak are Rocky Ford. That's a name to remember, everybody. Brand cantaloupes. They were sold by Jensen Farms. They were recalled September 14th. But the source of this contamination, it's still largely a mystery. This is the first time we have seen listeria contamination in whole cantaloupes. Listeriosis, it's an illness caused by the listeria bacteria. It typically strikes vulnerable people like the elderly, pregnant women, and those with weakened immune systems. The infection from listeria bacteria, it usually starts in the stomach and intestines, where it can cause diarrhea and other gastrointestinal symptoms. But if it spreads beyond the gut, that's where it becomes an issue. Listeriosis causes a flu-like symptoms, including fever and muscle aches, headaches, stiff neck, loss of balance, and convulsions. It usually ends up in an infection of the brain, a meningitis, and that's how it gets deadly. It can be treated if you get to it early with antibiotics. Usually ampicillin with or without gentamicin is the first line. If you're allergic to penicillin or ampicillin, other antibiotics, erythromycin, vancomycin, the fluoroquinones or sulfa medications can be used. Illnesses are expected for weeks to come with this bacteria because it has an unusual long incubation period, and the incubation period can last for a month or even longer. So that's why there's a concern that even though we believe these culprit cantaloupes are gone, that there still are expected more illnesses and more deaths because of the extremely long incubation period of this. My advice regarding these melons is that if you can't be sure that you're not dealing with Rocky Ford brand cantaloupes, you know, it better be stamped right on it that it's somebody else's, that it wasn't sold by Jensen's Farms. If you can't be sure, just get rid of the cantaloupe, throw it away. And remember, the cantaloupe could be have used and put in fruit salads. So you have to be very, very careful about this.
I don't agree with you on throw it away. You take it back to the store and get your money back. You don't let them win.
I would throw it into something because, you know, amazingly, this stuff contaminates your refrigerator. If you have bad cantaloupe, many refrigerators are found even when you take the cantaloupe out of your refrigerator. It's found that you have residual bacteria in your refrigerator, so you have to clean it out with soap and water. You need to bleach it. So you have to be very careful how you handle this stuff.
All right. So the essence of what we have here, listeria, hysteria. Hysteria, hysteria. The fact that 16 people have died, the deadliest problem with this stuff in a decade. There have been other circumstances. There have been people who died because they had milk that had listeria in it. The underscoring of what Ken said, this stuff is everywhere. It is everywhere. As somebody who produces a product that can be exposed to it. I have on
well,
my dairy
there
farm.
Are foods that are typically full of this. Ready-to-eat deli meats and hot dogs, refrigerated meat spreads, unpasteurized milk and unpasteurized dairy products, soft cheese made with unpasteurized milk, refrigerated smoked seafood, and raw sprouts. Those are the most common foods where this is found.
Well, the interesting thing is in Massachusetts 4 years ago, two people died of listeria poisoning, if that's what it is, drinking pasteurized milk. There hasn't been a death from listeria in raw milk for eons. And so this is back to the government, and I'm not going to get on to my beep about this, but this is back to the government twisting and turning the facts around, because I'm guessing that most of the statistics that you have given us are government statistics, right?
These statistics come from the CDC, and there's no doubt this is the deadliest episode of food poisoning in over a decade.
And this company that we're talking about has how much the point that I don't want to take away from the medical information about listeria, and I don't want to dwell necessarily on the root of this, but we get back to the same old thing, Ken, about these big companies. Instead of looking for cantaloupe that's locally grown, because you can, in most every area of the country, especially in season, you can find cantaloupe locally grown.
Well, this was one farm in Colorado.
It was not a farm in Colorado. If you look further, the company that distributes it is in Colorado, but the cantaloupe came from, it's not easy to grow cantaloupe, actually, in Colorado. You look around, a lot of the sources, at least my farm news sources tell me a lot of this cantaloupe comes from California.
But they were saying Jensen Farms in Colorado.
Yeah, but many people use the term farm, and all they are is distributors. I have plenty of those people around here doing milk, for example. They say they're Gorelick Farm. Gorelick Farm doesn't have a farm. The farm doesn't exist. It's a name on a bottle. The milk comes from everywhere in the Northeast. So the point is that we have the ability in the present state of things to be inspecting this stuff. And who's inspecting it? Why would this get out? And by the way, there ought to be some regulations. Not everybody wants to do regulations. This stuff is caused by spraying feces, spraying manure, spraying liquid manure, either human manure or animal manure, on the plants as they are growing, which is an absolute no-no. You don't do that. Plus the fact, I think you pointed out earlier in the week, or somebody else did, that a lot of these workers don't have the facilities to go in proper Johnny's or whatever those things are called, the portable porta potties. So they just go out in the field. Who knows where that stuff goes? There's just any number of ways that this can happen. And it's too bad, because people will just stop buying for a while cantaloupe, and the good farmers and the good farms that are growing this stuff will stop, or they won't have, some of them will go out of business, because the news media just takes this stuff and paints a blanket picture, and it takes a little work. And well, you pointed out there's a, I think you mentioned the lettuce recall too, did you not? And the beef recall.
Well, there's been a romaine lettuce recall this week. Trueleaf Farms of Salinas, California, clearly a different area. And actually, the official recall is in Holly, Colorado for the cantaloupes. But Trueleaf Farms of Salinas, California, they announced this past week on Thursday a voluntary recall of chopped romaine lettuce distributed in 2-pound bags by Church Brothers LLC in Alaska. And the concern is that the salad greens may carry the potentially fatal bacteria, listeria.
Immune system. How does one build up his or her immune system so you can laugh at listeria or anything else like that?
Well, there definitely are people who are at risk of listeria, because listeria is pretty much around. The people who are at risk for listeria are pregnant women, because their immune system, their part of their immune system that goes after these bugs, is actually weakened, especially during one of the trimesters. So that's why they're at risk. putting the fetus they carry especially at risk. Also, people who are on immune-suppressing drugs, if you have an autoimmune problem like rheumatoid arthritis, that's where your immune system is going to be weakened by the drugs that you need to weaken the disease. That's going to put you at risk. The very elderly are at risk because naturally their immune system is suppressed. So there are subgroups of populations at more risk of the Listeria bug. But for the rest of us who are supposedly healthy, we want to keep our immune systems revved up as much as possible. Just eating a healthy diet, what we talk about always for a healthy diet, getting enough exercise, getting enough sleep is so important. And also, you may want to take some probiotics, the healthy bacteria, which help to get into the stomach and intestines to help rev up the immune system.
Vitamin C is good. Echinacea is good. There are all kinds of things that are great for your immune system. All right, so what do you think? What is it you'd like to ask Dr. Ken as a result of this information? 888-553-7536. That's the number for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He's available right this minute for your calls, your questions. And if you have, there are a lot of people who don't keep their immune systems up. And Ken, I'm sure, would like to drill right into whatever your problem, your question may be. If you have a compromised immune system, it's amazing how many people resist taking a capsule that may have some vitamins or some. I was talking to somebody this week. I said, let's take this, 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 and this, because it'll be great for your immune system, because this person has developed asthma and other things. And, you know, it's, oh, I don't like taking all those pills. My God. If it's a question of life or death or making your body stronger and healthier, why would you worry about it? But people are funny, Ken. You know that. You talk to people in your clinic, Lake Cardio. 800 Lake Cardio, by the way, is Ken's phone number at his clinic in Florida. But Lake Cardiology, when you have people coming in there and you tell them, you know, this is the simple way to fix it, human beings are so funny about stuff like that, aren't they?
Well, a lot of people have their own ideas, and a lot of times people want to maintain control over their bodies, and it can be sometimes a challenge to get people to do the right thing, and it's not easy. But if you have been in contact, your house has been in contact with these cantaloupes, it's very important to be careful because this material can easily spread. It's been estimated that about 10 or 11% of households that have had this cantaloupe, even if it's been thrown out, it resides still in the refrigerator. So get that all cleaned out.
There you go. Clean it out. Disinfect it. 888-553-7536. Speaking of keeping up with things, those of you who have had a hard time this week, you're starting to get restless at night, you get up and you go to the bathroom. Have you seen your doctor for a checkup? Why is the prostate checkup a good idea, Dr. Ken?
Well, most guys, as they get to be about age 40, the prostate begins to enlarge. It needs the right care, depending on your genes, how much you use it, your diet, a number of factors. Your prostate can start to enlarge. If it does, it can interfere with your urination, especially at bedtime and into the evening. You can be awakening frequently to go to the bathroom. It can interfere with your sexual performance. It's a good idea, as all of us become 40, to get this thing checked out, all males.
All right, you check out your prostate. We'll tell you what to do to keep it in shape in a matter of moments here. Good day weekend. Good day health.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Way is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
At 23 past the hour, you're listening to the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, we get started talking about listeria and the whole question of what is good health, what's a healthy immune system. Our Good Day Health newsletter for the last week of September, Ken, what have we got in here? What have you spent your time editing? And as soon as you tell us what's in there, I'll tell people how they can sign up for it.
We went in a direction that we have not gone before. We've gone where no one's gone before. And this is men's health. It's we took a little bit of a risk here. I think we did okay. We did it tastefully. But we did do it in a bit of a shocking bit with the latest information. It's all health related. It's all latest research on men and their specific issues, how to keep them healthy. But we did open up some doors and got a little specific.
Well, why don't you? I mean, what are you afraid of? You're but dancing around. It's about this is information from a urologist about men and the genital area and stuff that is a major concern to men, whether or not you ought to get circumcised, all those sorts of things. I'm happy to tell. To pass that information.
I think we did it rather tastefully.
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, that's the thing. People are so worried about stuff that's so silly. This is health, folks. This isn't, we're not running the Howard Stern show here. This is all about your health and well-being. And so, you know, these are things that need to be addressed and ought to be addressed and have been addressed, as Ken says, tastefully and intelligently.
Things that the guys are worried about, even your spouse, your girlfriend is worried about you, things you may be a little embarrassed to ask, we covered.
Yeah, and why you're embarrassed is another silly thing about it. Americans are really funny when it comes to sexuality versus most of the other people around the world who are pretty frank about it. You don't have to be graphic and crude in order to be intellectually aware of what's going on with your body. This is a very important part of your body. 888-553-7536. Mark is in Rosedale, Virginia. Mark, you're on with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Welcome.
Yes, Dr. Ken. I was calling to see if you could comment on two products that I've been taking for my health. The first one is barley juice powder, and the second one is raw organic apple cider vinegar.
And these are being peddled to you by folks, and you're buying their products?
Yes.
You know, Mark, I don't know the products specifically. I don't personally use them. I'll ask Doug if he does. But, you know, everything in moderation, I don't think they're going to cure cancer or prevent you from having a heart attack. But it sounds to me, I'd like to know what is in them. If, you know, barley is okay, everything in moderation, and certainly apples are good in moderation. So unless there's other ingredients added into these things that I'm not familiar with, you know, I don't see that there's any issue, but again, I would not consider these as the end-all, be-all, and just eat a good, well-rounded, healthy diet. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, nuts, lean meats, some fish, and that'll keep you healthy.
I'll give you my 2 cents on it, Mark. Apple cider vinegar, especially, something that I take a capful of every day, and I'm beginning to give it to my cows. The benefits of it for animals, as with humans, according to some information that I read from a vet that I use from one of the local universities, apple cider vinegar will keep the digestive system working extraordinarily well, also keeps cows from having mastitis, and that's a problem women, in fact, get it. This is something very interesting, Ken. Was that kid I grew up around cows and knew that they had mastitis. Never knew until a few years ago that women can get mastitis.
It's a can get mastitis.
Yeah, guys, if you have large breasts.
Inflammation of the breasts.
Yeah, right. So apple cider vinegar is something that more and more people think is of consequence. As Ken says, it can't hurt. I mean, it can hurt, but it can help in many ways. And there's a lot of literature, Mark, online about it. There are 3 or 4 different popular brands. And if you go online and Google apple cider vinegar, you'll find lots of information.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
There you go. 888-553-7536. Isn't it interesting? Questions that people will ask. And you are certainly welcome to ask all of the questions.
And next we'll talk about Herman Cain when we come back.
Yeah.
What is stage 4 colon cancer?
That's a great question. By the way, to sign up for the health newsletter, we didn't tell you that. Go to drkenshow.com or dougstephan.com. You see Dr. Ken's picture. Click on that. Put your email address in, and you'll get this every Friday, this great health information that Ken calls together. It's they are available for your usage. 29 past the hour.
There are 2 kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker, like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider, like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These 2 bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have GEICO motorcycle insurance. Because GEICO covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat. For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. GEICO Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Why do women everywhere love Double Wear makeup? 15-hour staying power. It's Estee Lauder's #1 foundation. Stays fresh, looks flawless all day, even through nonstop activity. So comfortable, you won't believe it's long wear. Now in 22 true-to-life shades for every skin tone. Try yours for 10 days free. Come into Macy's for your perfect shade of Double Wear and a 10-day supply. No purchase.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, So I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Here we are on the Good Day Weekend program, taking your calls at 888-553-7536. What's going on with you medically? What have you gleaned from talking to your doctor about something that's going on? You want to help promote your own health? The last caller, good question about a couple of different items. So whatever it is that you're taking or doing, do you feel good about it? You want to help other people? Share your stories with us, because as you do, you help lots of other people. There are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of people listening at any one given moment. You help a lot of people out. You may think that your question is very specific and nobody else will care. We care, and you'll find you are helping. This is a service, and we all need to help one another. 888-553-7536. Michael is in New Hartford, New York, with a question for Dr. Ken. Yes, sir.
Yes, I've had acid reflux for quite some time, and they've tried a lot of different medicines, and, you know, Nexium and Dexilin, and it doesn't seem to be doing the job like it should. Then I remember I had to do surgeries. I mentioned it to my doctor, and he said, well, that, you know, that is a possibility. And then I read where they can do the surgery without opening you up. They just go down your esophagus as they scope you, just like they're scoping you. They can do the surgery that way. And he said, yeah, that's only experimental. So I want to, where do you go to find a specialist, you know, that really, you know, somebody said, well, if you go to a bigger community, you know, whether it be the Mayo Clinic or, you know, Cleveland Clinic, stuff like that, where do you go to find out,
Michael,
who has the best techniques?
Michael, let's back it up one step, because this is a good example for everybody who has any medical issue. You have some symptoms. I guess you have some heartburn. Is that your major symptom? Let's back up one second, okay, Michael?
Well, I feel burning in my throat. So they did scope me, and they said you had with a
bear. Okay, so you had an upper endoscopy done. They put a scope down you. And what specifically did they say was your diagnosis?
Had acid reflux with precancerous.
Okay, so
which would be Barrett's esophagus,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is, they found some areas which were precancerous from this. A lot of the acid from the stomach coming back into your feeding tube. Okay, so they made the diagnosis, and this was done by a so-called gastroenterologist, this procedure. And what specific therapy do they try for you? Because there's three different groups of medications that can relieve the pain of heartburn. There are antacids, which neutralize the stomach acid. These are things like Mylanta, Rolaids, Gelucil, Maalox. Have you tried any from group A? Then there are medications that reduce acid production. These are called H2 receptor blockers. These are things like Pepcid, Tagamet, Zantac. That's the second group. And then there's a third group that block acid production and help heal the esophagus. These go by the nomenclature proton pump inhibitors. These are things like Prevacid, Prilosec, Nexium. So have you had medication from each of these three different groups that are commonly used to treat reflux?
Yes, I have. Now I'm currently on Nexium.
Uh-huh. Yes, Nexium is very good. Have they prescribed it twice a day? Because as it is used most effectively for the severest of cases, as it sounds like you have, we'll use the strongest of the proton pump inhibitors, of which Nexium is a good example, and even using it morning and evening, it'll be prescribed by a physician. Are you using it once or twice?
Once, and I tried twice, didn't seem to help much, but I didn't stay on it long enough, maybe.
I wouldn't do it on your own. I would talk to your doctor. Because hopefully your doctor's helping you guide your therapy. You should be working with the doctor who did the endoscopy. He shouldn't have just done the procedure and left you.
No, I've been talking to him. I got an appointment with him this week.
The other thing is, are you at ideal body weight? Are you obese?
Well, I'm about 20 pounds overweight, and I did notice.
I can't tell you how important it is to lose weight. It's crucial, and it will really help you. Don't eat 3 to 4 hours before you go to bed. Also, you want to raise the head of your bed as best as you can. You also want to wear loose-fitting clothing, especially the underwear. Make sure your underwear is not tight and that the acid can get down, and that is so important.
Well, I only eat one meal a day. But it
Well, that's
in
not
the morning,
good either.
But only starts in the morning and ends at night, Pat.
You're eating
it starts
all
in the morning and ends at night. One meal. I never stop.
Well, that then... Michael,
I
got
to lose weight. That's right.
No,
since I put on the weight, it did make a difference. I seemed to have more of it. When I didn't have the weight problem,
Michael,
it was better.
You want to eat numerous small meals throughout the day.
Right.
You don't want to exceed 1,800 calories per day. You want to count calories. Talk to a dietitian. That especially will help you. Most of us have culprit trigger foods, which will make this problem even worse. And there are a number of things that you can do to with your lifestyle, with your medications. Absolutely maintain a healthy weight. Avoid tight-fitting clothes. Avoid the foods and drinks that trigger heartburn. Eat smaller meals. You're doing the wrong thing by eating all day. Don't lie down after a meal and elevate that head of the bed. Lastly, are you a smoker?
No.
Okay, because you don't want to do that. And if all of that doesn't if all of that doesn't work, and I don't think you've given it an aggressive enough medicine or lifestyle treatment, then you have to look for the doctor, the surgeon in your area, or even travel who has the most experience with surgery, because sometimes you have to operate on these cases. But I don't think you've yet had aggressive enough medical therapy where even for 4 to 12 weeks you've done it, the Nexium twice. But don't do it with my say. I want you to talk to the doctor about increasing the dose of the Nexium and, again, working hard to lose some weight.
Hey, I got to mention one thing to you. Really doesn't pertain to this so much, but I don't know if you heard about this. This is a little story I could tell in your audience. Like,
all right,
know,
let's make it fast, Michael.
Okay, well, these three doctors die, or three people die, go to heaven. Two more doctors. St. Peter says, why do you deserve to get to heaven? You have to deserve, there's a reason. First doctor said, well, I worked at the emergency room, saved a lot of lives, said, come on in. The second person, he said, well, I'm a doctor at the college center, I saved a lot of lives, said, well, come on in. Third person was president. I'm president of local HMO. He said, well, come on in, but you only stay 3 days.
All right, okay, Michael. Thank you. 888-553-7536. Everybody's a comedian. Susan in Ocala, Florida, listening nearby to Dr. Ken. What's up with you, ma'am?
Yes, I'd like to know, when I was to eat like chicken or turkey, I didn't eat meat, the other kind of meat, only chicken and turkey. I eliminate my the chicken and turkey, and I only eat vegetables and fruits and some grains.
Susan, what's your question?
So I want to know, why did I gain weight, 25 pounds?
Okay, Susan.
Because I'm not the heavy type.
Sure. There's a small fraction of people, everyone likes to blame it on the thyroid, but there's a small fraction, maybe 5% of people who gain weight no matter what they eat, and it's because there's a gland on the front of the neck, the thyroid gland, it's inadequate, and especially in women as they get older, it also occurs in men, this gland cannot be secreting adequately, and it's very easy with a blood test to find out if the thyroid is adequate. This is the boiler of the body. It controls your metabolism, how warm or cold you are, how fast or slow your heartbeat is. I would check that. But most people put on weight, especially as they age. Their metabolism slows down a bit. You have to count calories. Women have it a lot harder. 12 to 1,500 calories a day for a woman, you need to count. And also after the doctor says it's okay, you need to get into an exercise program, both aerobic and also weightlifting. Weightlifting is a wonderful way to boost the metabolism and to incinerate calories.
Hopefully that will help you, ma'am. Thanks for the call. 888-553-7536. More of your calls and the news on Herman Cain. The focus on stage 4 colon cancer. That's coming right up here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning routines for families can be stressful enough, even without preparing a great-tasting breakfast. I'm Risa Jill Miller. But now you have a chance to win a morning routine makeover with Simple Morning Solutions from mom of seven and host of the PBS show, Hannah Help Me, Hannah Keeley. Smucker's invites you to go to snackandwaffles.com to choose your favorite morning routine personality. One grand prize winner will receive a $5,000 morning routine makeover and one-on-one consultation with Hannah.
Mornings are full of the unexpected. Forgotten homework, spilled milk, and a quick game of hide-and-seek for the car keys. With some simple strategies, such as keeping a supply of heat-and-eat options in the freezer, like Smucker's Snack and Waffles, pre-sweetened waffles, mornings for busy parents can be stress-free.
To learn more and find complete official rules, visit snackandwaffles.com. Contest open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 years and older, void where prohibited. No purchase necessary, ends November 17th.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Dennis in Hartford, Connecticut. You are on the air with Dr. Ken. Yes, sir. Hello.
Hello, yes. This is Dominic. I have a question.
Dominic, all right. Sorry, we got the wrong name. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. When I was 25, I got circumcised. I'm now 41, and I don't feel any sensation on the head of my penis as I used to. And I'd like to know any tropical cream, anything pharmaceutical I can use to enhance the sensitivity of my penis when I have intercourse, because sometimes I can't keep an erection because I don't feel nothing.
Is there something about this in detail in the newsletter this weekend?
Not specifically here. Dominic, so you had a circumcision at what age?
At 25.
And you had this problem developed with loss of sensation of the head of the penis? How long after the circumcision was performed?
I'd say probably I got older, probably a couple of years, 28, 29. I didn't feel the sensitivity that I used to. I thought it was because, you know, I said to myself, maybe the head of the penis dried out because it hasn't the skin to protect it. But then I thought to myself, there are hundreds of thousands of men who are circumcised. I'm pretty sure they're not having a problem. And then I said, there must be maybe, I don't know. I said, maybe there's creams out there or something that can use to improve the sensitivity of my...
Actually, the creams do just the opposite. They, okay. You know, most of us are blessed with the other problem, and the creams are put there to decrease sensitivity,
yeah.
so that we can function
right.
longer.
Right.
And my concern here is that you may have had some scarring at the head of the penis from the
right.
surgery.
Right. Okay.
Was there unnecessary trauma of the penis that you can tell? Were there any complications from
no.
What should have been, if you will, a routine procedure?
No, I just know that when I got older, I got circumcised because the person I was dating at that time wasn't, you know, attracted to the, you know, preferred a circumcised penis. And long story short, I got
what we do for
and,
love, right?
Right. and it went fine. It was a nice circumcision. It wasn't, you know, it was very tasty.
Let me suggest this. And Dominic, you're not a diabetic. You don't have any other medical problems?
No, I am very healthy, thank God.
Okay, good. What I would do is I would go back to the surgeon who did the procedure.
Yes.
And let them examine you.
Right, yep.
And my nickel is that this is a complication, unnecessary scarring from this circumcision.
Okay.
And I would not, all you guys listening right now, you know, if you are thinking about this, I wouldn't let this discourage you. It's not commonly that this occurs, but it is possible. Next step, Dominic, on Monday is to call the surgeon who did the procedure.
Yeah, I will do that. Thank you.
Yes, sir. 888-553-7536. Let's wait no longer for an update on Herman Cain's circumstance and the overall discussion that a lot of people are having now. One of the things when people who are well known get sick, here's a guy who has survived stage 4 colon cancer. He said if he was getting treatment under Obamacare, he'd been dead. What is it, first of all, Ken? How is it treated and how big a problem is it?
This is a very inspiring story, Doug, because the end of the story is the 5-year survival for Duke D or stage 4 colon cancer is about 8%. So
wow.
Herman Cain is an amazing survivor. But let's go to the beginning of the story. In 2006, Herman Cain was diagnosed, Doug, with stage 4 cancer in both his colon and his liver. It starts in the colon, it moves to the liver, and Herman Cain underwent surgery and chemotherapy following this diagnosis, and since he's been reported that he's cancer-free now 5 years later. Stage 4 colorectal cancer, it spreads outside the colon to other parts of the body, such as the liver in Mr. Cain's situation, or to other areas, more commonly after the liver, you get the lung. The tumor can be any size, and it may or may not include affected lymph nodes. And the treatment includes a number of many things, some of which Herman got, some of which he didn't. Removal of the cancer, surgery to remove the parts of the other organs that are involved, such as the liver, lungs, or in women, even the ovaries. Chemotherapy to relieve symptoms, as he did get. There are some of these newer drugs such as Erbitux or Avastin, which actually attack the drug supply for these tumors so they can't spread. There's some clinical trials going on with immunological therapy that rev up the immune system. Doug was asking me earlier how you do it. Also, sometimes radiation therapy is provided to relieve symptoms. Thankfully, with stage 4 cancer, where the cancer is spread to distant sites, such as other organs like your liver or lung, only 8% survive, and Mr. Cain is an amazing survivor.
Yeah, very good story. And Also, the little jab at Obamacare excuse me, has rings a little bell.
High
as
emergency
well.
Emergency is key here.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
This is a special alert from eFoods Direct. Silver just dumped to a 2-year low, and right now the stock market crashes and recrashes daily. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, companies fail, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the already too expensive food. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The all-time high cost of sugar is tripling. Those who tried to buy silver for security just lost a big piece of the food their silver might have bought before it crashed. So what are you going to do? Get as much food as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping to October 9th buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633, 24 hours. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Five five three seven five three six. Dr. Ken Kronhaus at your service and on your side. Here's an email from Gene. You can send email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougstefan.com. A question about fat and what we know or don't know. This is a paragraph long. I'm trying to synthesize it, having to do with fish and the good fats and how they are essential to health, and which ones you ought to add, which ones you ought not to have. Ken, we hear, there was for a long time when we started talking about the obesity epidemic and fat in your diet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There wasn't enough distinguishing information, let's put it that way, so that we didn't really understand the omega-3s, and we didn't understand fat from bacon. There are different kinds of fats, and in fact, the fact is you got to have fat in your system to survive, right?
Exactly, and there's good fats and there's bad fats. You want to eliminate the trans fats from your diets. Make sure you look at the labels. You also want to limit your intake of saturated fats, and you want to try to eat omega-3 fats every day. Saturated fats are things that are in red meat, full-fat dairy products, beans, poultry, and fish whenever possible instead. And also the omega-3 fats are excellent ground flax seeds, flaxseed oil, canola oil, soybean oil, and also obviously fish and walnuts.
Health in a hurry with those kind of fats, as Ken is suggesting. 888-553-7536. Call from Jack in Kingsport, Tennessee. Next for Dr. Ken. Yes, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I think we're all right. What's going on with you?
Oh, I've got a couple questions for you. I recently went to the doctor. I've got an older doctor, and he's not up to date on everything. I have little tears in the corner of my mouth, and I tend to get red and irritated. I went. Someone told me it was herpes, and the doctor laughed and said, no, it's a vitamin deficiency. If you will take a vitamin with folic acid in it, they'll go away. I went to the local vitamin store and I got some B1 with folic acid in it. I used it for a while. It didn't go away. I used a topical cream. It's for, it's used on women for yeast infections, and it went away. And periodically it comes back. Apparently I'm not taking the right vitamins. I'm 51 years old.
Jack, what's the question?
What vitamin? Is this a vitamin deficiency?
Okay.
Or
Jack, what you need is not to guess. It's very easy to know whether your B12 and folic acid, the B vitamins, are adequate. This should be checked with a blood test. But to prevent mouth ulcers, what you want to do is maintain good oral hygiene. Brush your teeth at least twice a day. Don't brush too vigorously and use a soft toothbrush. Make sure you clean the tongue, but not harshly. Get to the dentist. Mental stress can bring this on. Spicy foods, avoid them. Alcohol and smoking are also can bring this on. B vitamins are good. I would take a good multivitamin, but get your levels checked. A diet rich in green leafy vegetables and cereals, the whole grains, are wonderful. You can also use some mouthwash. But if the ulcers bleed, you want to get to a doctor and make sure that that they get checked out.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. 888-553-7536. Stan in Chisholm, Minnesota. How may we help you, sir?
Yes, good morning. About a month ago, I was diagnosed with an irregular heartbeat. The doctor put me on 400 milligrams of magnesium, and also I wear a heart monitor, which I've not got the results back yet.
Stan, okay, you want to know how to treat that because we're running out of time.
Yes.
You need to know specifically what the irregular heartbeat is, because a regular heartbeat is not a specific diagnosis. It can be a lot of different possibilities, and the treatment is specific. I'll give you some general things you do when you have that lifestyle. You want to make sure you get enough sleep, 7 to 8 hours. You want to get stress out of your life, avoid caffeine, coffee, tea, cola, chocolate, and you want to make sure you don't take any over-the-counter stimulants. Magnesium is good as long as you don't have any kidney problems, but to get more, and you also want to check the thyroid to make sure it's not overactive. But to get more specific therapy, which can be important, sometimes often these things are nuisance problems. Sometimes they're life-threatening. At your age, you should also get your circulation to your heart checked. Make sure that there's no coronary issue. Make sure there's no other structural problem with the heart. Short of that, you need to let me know. Call me next week. Let me know what the specific diagnosis is, and I'll give you more specific treatment advice.
888-553-7536. An hour under our belt, another hour to go. Good day, weekend, good day, health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the air.